Ah, that was The Man with the Child in His Eyes, beautiful song by Kate Bush. Andy, why did you pick that one?
When I first heard Kate Bush, don't know why, I heard Wuthering Heights. I assumed she must look like Naina Mouskouri or something. Yeah. And of course she didn't. So like any teenage boy, I fell in love with her. And the Kick Inside album was fantastic. But this song, I don't know what it's about. And I don't want to know what it's about. This is art. This touches you in a way that you can't describe it. You don't get it from anything other than listening to this song. It's very prosaic, some of the lyrics. This is still on my iPod and always will be. I love this song.
All this week, you very kindly are choosing the tracks of your years. Up next is Marvin Gaye. Did you have to have a Marvin Gaye on there?
Had you asked me a year ago, I would have said no.
What happened in the last 12 months, Andy McCluskey?
Well, somebody gave me the best of Marvin Gaye as a present. You're a lady. You understand Marvin Gaye, right?
Of course.
I'm a bloke. And then I got into electro. I just didn't get it. But of course, now I realise, particularly the ballads, they're the smoochiest things in the world. Now, if this was not a daytime programme, if it was the evening, we'd turn the lights down, have a glass of wine, we could play Let's Get It On.
Yeah.
But since it's probably inappropriate for the daytime, I've chosen Abraham, Martin and John. It's such a simple song. The four verses are all exactly the same words. He just changes the names. And yet, Marvin Gaye could sing the laundry list and still sound profound.